This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Tens of thousands of people were part of Denver's Pride Parade Sunday. CPR's Paolo Jansita was there.
While some attendees brought umbrellas and sunscreen to shield themselves from the sun, Thackeray Davis brought a pool. She said soaking her feet and playfully splashing marchers has been a long-standing tradition.
We've been doing this for a few years. This is the first time since pre-COVID.
After a difficult year brought on by the Club Q shooting and continued anti-LGBTQ legislation in other states, Davis just wanted to see one thing at Pride this year.
I think unity is the most important thing. I think the more people see us as one united family, they see us as individuals, they see us as community.
One way she fostered community, inviting fellow attendees to stand in the pool to cool off from the hot Denver sun. I'm Paolo Jansita, CPR News.
The Denver School Board broke the law when it held a closed meeting to discuss a shooting at East High School. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
A district court judge ordered Denver Public Schools to release the recording of the five-hour emergency meeting. After listening to it, he ruled that the board engaged in a substantial discussion which violated the state's open meetings law. The meeting was held a day after a shooting at East High School, where two administrators were injured. A group of media outlets brought the lawsuit when they were denied access. The school board has until Monday to release the recording. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Suncor Energy has been fined more than $15,000 for violating safety regulations at its Commerce City refinery. The U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, issued the fine earlier this month after an inspection into a fire in December that injured two workers. Inspectors say the company did not follow rules for handling highly hazardous chemicals. Representatives for Suncor did not respond to a request for comments. The suspect in last year's shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs is due in court this morning to plead guilty in the shooting that killed five people and wounded more than a dozen others. We expect more on that later this morning. And there's more news, as always, at CPR.org. This is CPR News.